Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Russia has launched a massive aerial attack against Ukraine. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the details.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia fired 93 missiles and almost 200 drones in Friday's bombardments. He says it is one of the heaviest bombardments of the country's energy sector since Russia's full-scale invasion almost 3 years ago. He says Ukrainian defenses shot down 81 missiles, including 11 cruise missiles that were intercepted by F-16 warplanes provided by Western allies earlier this year. Zelensky renewed his plea for international unity against Russian President Vladimir Putin. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to end the war and has thrown into doubt whether vital U.S. military support for Kyiv will continue. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Kremlin praised U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Friday for criticizing Ukrainian missile strikes deep into Russian territory, but said discussions about deploying European troops to keep a possible future peace in Ukraine were premature. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pressing ahead with efforts to unify Middle East nations from support of a peaceful political transition in Syria to the Gaza ceasefire. The outgoing Biden administration is particularly concerned that a power vacuum in Syria could exacerbate already heightened tensions in the region and create conditions for the Islamic State group to regain territory and influence. After talks with officials in Turkey, Blinken said there is renewed hope for an agreement for a ceasefire on the Gaza Strip and the return of hostages from the October 7th attack.
We talked about the imperative of Hamas saying yes to the agreement that's possible to finally help bring this to an end. And we appreciate very much the role that Turkey can play in using its voice.
Meanwhile, an Israeli strike on a post office sheltering Gazan residents killed at least 30 Palestinians, medics said. And the Israeli military said on Friday it had been targeting a senior Islamic Jihad member.
This is VOA News.
France has a new prime minister, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron has named centrist ally François Bayrou as prime minister after an historic parliamentary vote ousted the previous government last week. Bayrou is a crucial partner in Macron's centrist alliance and has been a well-known figure in French politics for decades. Former Prime Minister Michel Barnier resigned last week following a no-confidence vote prompted by budget disputes in the National Assembly, leaving France without a functioning government. Macron, in an address to the nation, vowed to remain in office until his term ends in 2027. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
South Korea's opposition leader warned his ruling party colleagues on Friday that history will remember if they do not back the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol, with just over 24 hours until a vote to remove him from office. An attempt to remove him from office last Saturday failed when lawmakers from the ruling People Power Party boycotted the impeachment motion. But after a week of backdoor politicking and a mounting investigation into Yoon and his inner circle, analysts now say the main opposition Democratic Party may have better luck with its second attempt. Two Namibian opposition parties that are seeking to challenge the result of elections last month won a court order on Friday allowing them to inspect election materials they had requested to see. Namibia's ruling party, SWAPO, won both the presidential and parliamentary elections on November 27th, extending its 34-year rule in the Southern African state. Opposition parties allege the election was flawed and potentially invalid due to an extension of voting for several days, among other issues. According to witnesses, topless members of the Ukrainian feminist protest group Femen took chainsaws to a giant wooden sculpture outside the United Nations in Geneva on Friday, prompting police to intervene. The two women, wearing the Ukrainian flag as garters, shouted, quote, "Keep Russia out of the UN," unquote, and expletives as they sawed into a monument known as the Broken Chair, leaving over a dozen gashes. Since it was founded in Kyiv in 2008, the Femen movement has won fame and notoriety in Europe for its protests, usually topless against sex tourism, homophobia, and religious institutions. A Chinese businessman who had forged close links with Prince Andrew and was authorized to act on his behalf to seek investors in China has been banned from Britain on national security grounds. According to the ruling, the ban came after the contents of his phone were downloaded when he was stopped under counterterrorism laws at a UK border in 2021. It said this revealed Prince Andrew had authorized him to set up an international financial initiative to engage with potential partners and investors in China. Buckingham Palace no longer comments on matters relating to Andrew, who was removed from royal duties by the palace in 2022, and Reuters was unable to reach him or a representative for comment. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.